Lunch with Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
I want to tip you off about a wonderful opportunity for aspiring young writers. The Jacques Gravel Foundation has partnered with publishers NB Books to start a new mentorship program. And not only is it intended to nurture these writers through the writing process and improve their work and work closely with really seasoned professionals to bring it to the point where it's ready to publish, but it's also intended to introduce them to the whole South African literary scene and how to navigate the business of getting your work published. To tell us more about the program and its first recipients of that mentorship opportunity, delighted to welcome on the line director of the Jacques Gravel Foundation, Theo Kemp. Theo, great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Before we talk about the mentorship program, won't you just give us a brief outline for those who are not familiar with the foundation, what you're all about?
Yeah, the Jacques Gravel Foundation was established in 2013. After the passing of Professor Jacques Gravel, and to be in line and to sort of commemorate who he was and what he stood for, the foundation decided, or the trustees decided, to have a foundation that focuses on the promotion of literature and the support of upcoming writers especially, and to promote the arts and literature and education as far as possible.
Okay, now this particular project, the mentorship program for young writers, talk to us a little bit about the decision to get this up and running and why it's so important to the foundation.
Yes, first of all, it's important for us because we want to give voice to those voices who haven't been heard in the literature at all or not sufficiently. So that's first of all, and we want to overbridge the gap between young upcoming writers who don't have the means of paying for professional mentorship, who has an idea of a book or amazing story, but they can't really tell it or don't know how to tell the story. So that's why we approach NB Publishers to say, look, we want to work with those young upcoming writers who have the talent, who submitted their manuscripts, but it's not yet publishable. And could we fill that gap and provide that service, take the hand of those writers we identified with NB Publishers and take their hands to publish works? So that's why we are so passionate about this project.
Now, you've already picked your first batch of writers. Can you talk to us about the selection process and how many people applied and how you went about choosing the final selection?
Yes, as you said, we approached NB Publishers and they sort of compiled a short list of individuals who submitted the manuscripts to the publishers. And we decided on four young upcoming writers to write in Somerset East, where our writers' retreat is. But they're also going to work individually with the two mentors. Now, the mentees are Bronwyn Davids, Engela Ovis, Shana Fife, and Sharon Makoneng. Now, these four writers submitted absolutely wonderful work. It's diverse, unique perspectives. Davis is writing memories of growing up in the Cape Flats. She spent her time overseas, came back, and now she's writing her experiences about identity, especially in finding her feet back in South Africa after many years overseas. Then there's Engela Ovis, and she's writing a sort of a love story of main character in Northern Cape. She grew up there in a farm near Kakamas. Mm-hmm. And she was imprisoned and she came out, and then she's revisiting in her memories one of her friends she grew up with. Then Shana Fife is writing a wonderful detective story which is set on the Cape Flats. It's about a journalist that was sort of part of this weird crime, and how that sort of develops to a crime novel. And then Magaung, Sharon is writing about loss and love, and it's a story about, the title is His Father's Widow, which is an entitling story.
Okay, so four exciting and interesting to hear the range of work that it ranges from nonfiction into fiction to crime fiction, a real good selection of different genres of work. Who are going to be the mentors on this program, Theo?
The mentors are going to be Suzette Kotze-Meiberg. She's a well-known editor, seasoned one, and then also the best-selling writer, Francia Bloemhoff. So the two of them will be working with the mentees.
And are these writers guaranteed a publishing deal at the end of the process, or is it simply to get their work to be as good as it can be and to the point where they can resubmit it to publishers and see what happens?
Well, it's a bit of both. We and the publishers hope, obviously, and the writers as well, for them to get their work published after this 1 year. The mentorship program's duration is 1 year. So we are definitely working towards publishing their work, but of course, at the end, the publishers need to decide if it's good enough or if it needs even more development work after this year.
Okay, Theo, the reason for doing the interview is not only to highlight these four writers and the opportunity they've been given, but also to let other aspiring young writers know that this opportunity exists, because I assume this will be an ongoing project, not a once-off thing?
It will definitely be an ongoing project, and we would love to take on more aspiring young writers in future. We have this philosophy that we focus on four writers, take their hands and do the best we can. So it's a small group, I know, but we know it's a hard way to walk from writing a story to publishing it.
And it's four more who have an opportunity that wasn't there before. Theo, in closing, for those listening who are thinking, this could be me next time, I've got an idea, I'm busy with the draft, I would love this kind of opportunity and would like to submit my work, how do they make contact with the foundation?
They could send me an email to Theo, it's my name, T-H-E-O, at JGF. JGF stands for Jake Scherwel Foundation.
Theo Kemp, thank you so much for your time. Director of the Jake Scherwel Foundation. Best of luck to those young four authors who have had this gift of an amazing opportunity given to them. We hope it is an enriching and ultimately commercially successful year for you. And best of luck to everybody else who thinks they could be in the next intake of aspiring young writers, mentored by the Jake Scherwel Foundation and NB Books.